Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Fine and warm in Gauteng and the northwest. Expected to become hot in places of the Mpumalanga Lowveld and in Limpopo. A warning for extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the southwestern parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 29. Joburg and Emalahleni 27. Mbombela, Polokwane and Rustenburg up to 28 degrees.
A collision in Pretoria on Gautfontein Road westbound before the N1 highway. It's causing slow moving traffic.
The death toll has now risen to 5, where a building collapsed in George in the Southern Cape yesterday afternoon. A massive search is underway for the 51 workers still trapped in the rubble of the 5-story building. There were 75 people on site. And in New York, the judge presiding over Donald Trump's historic criminal trial has threatened the former U.S. president with jail time if he commits another violation of his gag order. The 77-year-old Trump is charged with falsifying business records as part of a hush money payment scandal to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Yesterday, the judge held Trump in contempt of court and fined him $1,000 for a violation of the gag order, prohibiting him from publicly attacking witnesses, jurors, or court staff and their relatives. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
$1,000.
So that's why the judge said, I can now see that this is not deterring you. So now I'm telling you, you will go to jail if you do this again.
$1,000. Well, SA Rugby continued to gather the accolades. They were the big winners after a record-breaking night at the SA Sports Awards at Sun City last night. Rugby clinched 8 of the categories. They won Federation of the Year. The President, Mark Alexander, claimed Administrator of the Year. Team of the Year went to the box. Marnie Lebok is Best Newcomer. Jacques Nienaber, Coach of the Year. Sportsman of the Year went to Eben Etzebeth. Siya Kolisi won both the People's Choice Award and the Sports Star of the Year. Well, the other big awards, those went to Kirsten Neuschaffer, the Sailor, for Sportswoman of the Year. Bumelelo Mhlongo and Simone Krier won Sportswoman and Woman of the Year with Disabilities Awards, respectively. The Junior Box will take to the field later this morning against Australia in the second round of the Under-20 Rugby Championship at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. They played to a 13-all draw against New Zealand in their tournament opener. Kickoff is at 11. The Vodacom Bulls will at 9 o'clock name their team to face the Glasgow Warriors in round 16 of the URC at Loftus this Saturday. The playoffs are just around the corner. The Stormers will be tackling the Dragons in Wales on Friday. That's before the Bulls face the leaders Glasgow. The Sharks, they welcome Benetton, and the Lions face Cardiff at Ellis Park. And Manchester United, at the risk of failing to qualify for Europe next season after a dismal 4-0 thrashing at Crystal Palace, left the Red Devils 8th in the Premier League. And referee Jared Gillett, you might have seen it, wore a camera during that game in a Premier League first. The one-off use of the camera was approved by the sports lawmakers as well as the league. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to